it's me, SponsorBot. I love you. Here's a message from today's sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
That's all from me for now. Thanks for listening. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 3. Episode 8. The Reviewer.
So are we going to play Cluedo or not?
Samantha, an alert's come through for you.
Huh, I wonder what that could be. Oh, Bruce, look at this!
What?
They're letting Lucas go.
Who?
The book reviewer from the prison planet. Major Lacan has retired, in inverted commas, and his son, who was apparently really embarrassed by his father's terrible YA series, has given Lucas a full pardon. He's free to go.
Oh, great.
So...
do you want to go and pick him up?
Can we do that?
We're only around the corner. Dax, you remember the coordinates, right?
Yes.
Great. Let's go.
Welcome, fair visitors. Welcome to our planet. I'm Julia, and this is Garnet.
Hi, we're just looking for a friend of ours.
We have prepared a sumptuous banquet in your honor. Please wear these flower garlands.
Sorry, we're in a bit of a rush. So, do you think he's here?
I guess we'll just have to look around till we find him.
Well, he won't be in the library.
Why did they even build one?
Architectural completeness, I don't know. Did you go to the market last time?
I didn't get the chance.
Well, that woman over there tried to skin me.
Hello, Patton!
Hey!
So whereabouts was the peanut butter stand?
It's not quite peanut butter. It tastes just as good.
Oh, lovely. I'll have one. No, I'll have two jars. Can you wrap them or something?
No worries, Ben.
Wait, is that him over there?
Lucas! Lucas!
Oh, hello, Samantha. I haven't seen you in a while.
Lucas, you're free!
I'm already free. What do you mean?
But you can leave. You can get out of here. You can finally leave.
But I like it here.
But...
don't forget that he's basically a zombie right now. He's not going to want to leave.
All right.
Come with us, Lucas. We have something nice to show you.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to be coming out of range of the peace rays very suddenly. You might want to sit down.
Oh. I'm... oh.
Hey, Lucas. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm... oh, me again. Finally.
We came back for you. You've been pardoned.
Major Lacan's son is... well, let's say the part of his father's legacy that includes his career as a YA author is being thoroughly struck from the record.
I'm surprised he didn't just have me killed.
It looks like he might be a fan.
Huh.
I mean, not enough of a fan to give you a load of money or set you up with a house or anything, but, you know, enough to let you go free.
He has sent you some money. It says right here on your release papers. It's not much, but hey, we're all in debt, so any money is good money, right?
Well, this is more than I used to make in a year. It's like I've been working all this time.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Sure?
I'm free.
You sound like someone who needs a decent meal and a bit of space from your old planet.
So, it might be a weird hotspot for murder tourists, but the Drunken Noodle also does the best pad thai I've had in a really, really long time.
Murder tourists?
Yeah, there was a serial poisoner working here for a while.
Oh.
Oh. She's gone now.
I guessed.
Are you...
Yeah, I'm fine. Just, hungry.
So, we've got a few days before we need to head off on our next job. Where do you want to go next? Are you gonna travel or maybe settle down? Lucas?
I don't know. I'm just starting to remember what life was like before the prison planet.
Oh.
When the machine malfunctioned that one time, I felt great, but it was for an hour. Now I've got so many hours stretching in front of me, and, Well, maybe I should, I don't know, insult another planetary despot and get myself sent back again. Make life simpler.
So, if you're stuck for something to do, we've got some time on our hands, so maybe we could travel about a little bit. Go somewhere with cute animals, or visit the library. What can we do?
I was reading about the Automnicon hive mind.
What?
And I was thinking that maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea.
How do you... what does that even mean?
I'd still be around. My brain would still exist. I just wouldn't have this feeling that I'm not right.
Bruce.
Nope, that's not happening.
I...
Butt the hell up. You're depressed. You're not dying. You don't get to just check out. And like hell am I going to let you join the hive mind.
So what am I supposed to do?
We find a way to help you deal with it.
But...
Dax, we're going to Parchat 7.
All right then.
Are we? This place is like a scrap heap.
It might look like a scrap heap and, well, in many ways be a scrap heap. But if you look in the right places, there are some very, very sophisticated technologies at work here.
Like what exactly?
Well, the person we're here to see is a specialist in biohacking. She made my eye.
And that's going to help.
They also do some of the most sophisticated brain implants in the galaxy.
Isn't that a bit extreme?
There's nothing extreme about making changes to your brain chemistry. We've done it for thousands of years. And it's worked well for me so far.
Wait, you have a brain implant?
Of course I have a brain implant. How else do you think I'd cope?
I thought I'd be able to tell.
Like one in five people has a brain implant. It's not a big deal. Brain chemistry doesn't always work right.
I mean, it's not going to change who I am, is it?
Lucas, a moment ago, you were going to go and stick your brain into Automnicon's hive mind. Now you're worried about personality changes? No, unless you specifically want them to, they aren't going to change who you are. They're just a tool to help you cope better.
Oh, right.
The technology is technically illegal, so I couldn't exactly talk about it in the spaceport. And it wasn't that long a journey, so I thought it was worth a shot. You don't have to do it, it's just something that's worked for me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's worth a shot.
Halt! Who dares cross my land?
The... what?
This is my territory.
But this is a scrap heap.
It's my scrap heap. Who are you?
None of your business.
What?
Why should we tell you? Who even are you?
I'm No, you go first. You're the trespassers.
We're not going first.
Fine. I am Scrappius Maximus, Shatterer of Bones, Champion of the Iron Ring, and Commander of this scrap heap.
Cool. Well, we'll be going.
Halt! I said stop right there.
Kilner, she does have a blaster.
Okay, fine. We've stopped. What do you want?
To pass through my scrapyard, you must prove yourself.
Okay, and we do that how?
I require a vehicle created only from the scrap of this heap.
Right.
It must have 6 wheels.
Right.
And also be watertight, so I can use it on the lake at weekends.
There's a lake around here?
It's made of oil, and sometimes catches fire. But that's beside the point. I require an aquatic vehicle.
Okay.
Also, it must have a drinks dispensing lever.
Okay, drinks dispensing lever. Fine.
Can we do that?
Well, I can already see a bunch of useful components.
You may begin in 5, 4...
We've already started.
3, 2, 1.
You must be... Yeah. Great.
You have 5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes.
Oh, we're done. There.
What is this magnificent creation? 6 wheels and the hull.
Why don't you get in? Do you want a hand?
Oh, yeah. Most magnificent. A vehicle fit for a queen.
And the, why don't you try the drinks dispensing lever?
What? My baby!
Is she going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. She'll run out of fuel in 10 or 20 minutes. Hopefully long enough for her to get far away from us.
Is it actually watertight?
Oh, yeah. I just thought the drinks dispenser lever was pushing it. That's the thing with drunk planets. There's a ton of wannabe road warriors everywhere. Harmless, but they do get in the way. Come on, Tabs's workshop should be this way.
Hi there, it's me, Sponsorman. I love you. Here's a little sponsored message.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
Well, it's not exactly a super legal operation.
Why?
Depression is useful. People consume more goods and services. Join the hive mind. And it's got its risks, after all. It's not just plain sailing.
Oh.
You can't just plug your brain into something and expect it to fix everything, but... well, makes it easier to get out of bed in the morning.
Kilner, how are you doing?
There you are. I was starting to wonder.
How's the brain?
Tired.
Aren't we all? And you seem to be filling my shop with missing low-level celebrities.
This is Samantha and Lucas.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Why is she looking at me like that?
Oh, that's just how she looks.
Oh.
So, who am I treating this time?
Hi, I'm, Lucas.
And what seems to be the problem, Lucas?
I mean, it's not that big a problem. I'm just, kind of sad. That's all. Sad all the time. God, I mean, I've always been like this, so it's not that big a deal. I just can't stop being sad. It's like there's this layer of something between me and the rest of the world, and the contrast is turned way down. Like, no matter what I do, everything is grey. I can't seem to focus enough to read or write anything. I feel like everything is just numb, and sometimes I just want to not do anything. Just fade out. Huh. That all flooded out there. Sorry.
I have that effect on people.
And you can help that.
I can start. You're going to have a lot to do too. If you come through here, we can run some tests and figure out what you need. And also, what exactly it is that you want from this.
Right. Okay.
We'll be setting you up with someone to talk to as well. An AI.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it.
That's good.
We'll see you when you get out.
See you. Thanks.
Come on then, Lucas. Follow me.
So, how long is he going to be back there?
Well, the surgery itself doesn't take long. There's a lot of analysis to do first, and he'll be in recovery for a few hours. They have a lot of tuning to do. Everyone's different, and different things help different people.
Oh.
Let's go for a walk. He'll be here when we get back.
Where are we going?
There's a view up here that I went to the first time I got my implant. I was on my own and, well, it takes a little bit of tuning to get things right. But I came up here, my head all churned up and full of weird thoughts and feelings, and I just felt all right.
You came here on your own?
Yeah, I didn't have anyone. It's good to have people.
Kilner?
Yeah?
Did you pay for Lucas's implant?
Maybe. He can pay me back next time he writes something.
The sunset is pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's the pollution. It does beautiful, horrible things to the sky.
Do you think he'll be okay?
Yeah. He'll be back to writing snarky reviews before you know it.
And you?
Hmm?
Will you be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. The universe might be a bit of a messed up place, and we can't do a lot to change that. But we can take on the small battles. Like helping Lucas. Or turning down the reward for a fleeing heiress. Or just getting up in the morning.
I thought my life was over that first time I woke up. I mean, I literally thought it was over because the cryo flew, but I also felt like... like that was the death of Samantha Trapp. But honestly, I've never felt more myself.
I never thought I'd have a friend like you.
Well, I'm glad we're enjoying this hellscape together.
Me too.
So, where do you think our next job will take us? My money is on, taking on a villain in some kind of high-stakes showdown. Ooh, or maybe taking down Automnicon just as a side job.
My money's on fixing a trash chute.
Well, Here's to the next job, wherever and whatever it is.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Oh. It gets better, I promise.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner and Scrappius were played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Julia was played by Mama Bang Bang, Garnet was played by Liz Campbell, Lucas was played by Luke Boyce, and Tabs was played by Olivia Ebenike. This episode also featured the voice of Katrina Allen. Other voices you heard this season were Vicky Barron, Felix Trench, Headley Knights, James Carney, Nathan Blades, Evan Gulock, Sean Howard, Sarah Grant, Robin Ince, and Harrod Price, Graham Rowett, David Alt, Nico Gerentis, Molly Pipe, Michael J. Rigg, Christian D. Mercurio, Ben Meredith, Karen Cromfley, and Laura Gerling. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to thank all of our patrons for their support throughout this season and throughout the show. You let us record this series remotely and pay our actors for their work. And especially right now, that's really important. Thank you so much for your kindness. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane.
Lam, it's me, Acidine, Donek. I got out. It's a long story, and there's a lot of blood, as usual. But I'm out. I'm going to steal one of the ships, and I'll come and find you. I love you. I'll see you soon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try a sleep sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh.
Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What
if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.